Yesterday, General Motors claimed that its upcoming electric car, the Chevrolet Volt, could get a fuel economy equivalent of 230 miles per gallon. It won't be available until late next year and will cost about $40,000. But charging stations are slowly popping up around the country. Within the next week, there will be a standard 110-volt alternating current charging station outside of Solar Source in Largo, according to their director of training and sales, Ron Phillips.
There's other charging systems out there, residential. FSEC has, Florida Solar Energy Center has some charge points, charging systems actually. But the charge point unit that we have here, which I believe is the only unit ready for prime time, and it's very technologically savvy because of the network. It's a national network that will be here at Solar Source. People are going to want a location where they shop, where they go to the theater, whether it's a post office, they can pull in and plug in their electric vehicle and top it off. Then it extends their range.
Chevy's website estimates that using home electricity to fully charge the Volt's lithium-ion battery will cost between 75 cents and $2.50. That would allow 40 miles of battery-only driving before switching to a gasoline-powered generator. Phillips says that the charger at Solar Source will be free until the end of the year. After that, customers can use a credit card to purchase a 4-hour charge or can subscribe to a number of plans ranging from $20 to $50 per month. The goal of Solar Source is to make their charging station carbon neutral, according to Phillips.
So the solar system will be sort of passive at this point with these units, and then you actually feed your charge from the grid. But we also have developed, and we've had several requests, for a standalone charging system. We have our instructor here at Solar Source Institute has developed a trailer with the solar panels, the batteries, the inverters, and a charge point unit on it. And you can actually charge a vehicle, electric vehicle, from this trailer setup with the solar. It's actually two separate systems.
Earlier this month, Nissan announced that they, too, will market an electric car by the end of next year. The Leaf will get 100 miles on a fully charged battery. Phillips showed off the 6.1 kilowatts of solar photovoltaic, or PV, panels on the roof of Solar Source. Installing that much PV would cost about $40,000, Phillips says, and would be enough to take a large home off the power grid. He predicts that more and more electric car charging units will emerge during the next year.
I view a major infrastructure with the charging system for the electric vehicles to precede the delivery of the cars.
Well, as you see, this is kind of a mock roof on the wall.
In order to accomplish Phillips' goal of carbon neutral charging of electric cars, more homes and businesses will need to produce renewable energy. Solar Source is the largest solar contracting and distribution company in Florida and has been in business for 25 years, according to the president of their training subsidiary, Rick Gilbert. Last month, Solar Source Institute became the state's first standalone solar renewable training school, Gilbert says, to be approved by the Florida Department of Education's Commission for Independent Education, which oversees most vocational, technical, and trade schools.
It means that we've gone through a very rigorous process and a large amount of accountability taken on our shoulders voluntarily to be able to offer training to a larger, broad variety of people. It means that if you're an unemployed electrician out there, your local workforce center may be able to fund your training to come here. It means that someone who's just interested in signing up for training, who has the background and prerequisites it takes to take our courses, I want to stress that, could come here for classes. It's the necessary licensure and accrediting that you need in the state of Florida to operate as a school.
Students in the classes learn how to install a range of solar systems, including PV, attic fans, water heaters, and pool heaters.
Our most popular class right now is our 3-day intensive seminar for photovoltaic. It's introductory, but keep in mind that the students that take that class are students with electrical or contracting experience already. So it's more or less adding a product to what they already know. We did just run a 2-week kind of, if I will, mega class that was funded through a grant with WorkNet Pinellas. Hands-on installation of a real working system. They've got to meet the vendors that sell the products, learn how to sell it, learn how to calculate, do load calculations, wire sizing, everything that you could possibly teach someone in a 2-week period of time in the hopes that these people will go out, actually sell a project, and put more people to work.
Solar Source Institute trained many of the contractors who installed the only megawatt PV project in the Southeast. About 6,000 PV panels, each one 2 feet by 4 feet, cover 5 to 6 acres on the roof of the Orange County Convention Center south of Orlando. Gilbert says it saves about $100,000 of electricity per month, Rachel Dahl, Solar Source Marketing Director, says that there are even some experimental solar PV arrays installed on the Orange County Convention Center.
They have one that's a bifacial solar array where the sunlight hits it but can also reflect through, and it's on a arched structure, and they've coated the ground underneath it with white rock so that it reflects the sun back up, so that the sunlight that's passing through can reflect back up and gain from the other side. And that's set up as a test center. There's monitoring on a couple of the smaller systems so that they can learn and study efficiency. There's a lot more to it than just the megawatt on the roof. I think one of the best things that I like about the megawatt on the roof, though, is that it is the first roof mount system of its size in this area.